Welcome, and thank you for standing by. I'd like to inform all parties that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Ms. Gladys Dutrieu. Thank you. You may begin.
And good morning. Happy Thursday to everyone. I hereby call to order this 12th meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2021. At this time, I'd like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us for today's meeting. And when I state your name, just please say present. Commissioner Ralph Unora.
Present.
Commissioner John Coleman.
Present.
And Vice Chairman David Sweet.
Present.
Thank you. We have a quorum. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the commission will act on various matters. As I always state, there's no opportunity for the public to address the commission at this public meeting. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio also will be available on the commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. Let me just go on to say that the first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes for the meeting of July 15th, 2021. And I'm going to call upon Commissioner Unora, who is the editor of those minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I review the minutes of the July 15, 2021 public meeting and move that they be approved as submitted. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. There's a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second? Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further discussion or concerns? Hearing none. All those in favor of the approval of the minutes, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. And at this point, we will now turn it over to our Secretary of the Commission, Rosemary Chiavetta, who will lead us through this morning's agenda.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Good morning, Madam Chairman and Commissioners. Your various bureaus and offices have prepared the following agenda for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page one with matters presented by Director Grimola and the Bureau of Administration. It is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page one, beginning with the general assessment upon public utilities in accordance with Section 510 of the Public Utility Code, and continuing to include both items on page two, and ending the omnibus to include both items on page three, ending with the assessment applicable to the Pennsylvania Underground Utility Line Protection Act.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion on any of these items? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page four, it is recommended by Director Mumford and the Office of Competitive Market Oversight that the Commission adopt the proposed tentative order for the Pennsylvania Retail Natural Gas Supply Market Interim Guidelines.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
I heard Vice Chairman Sweet, but I also heard Commissioner Coleman. Do you want to second that?
Yes.
Okay. Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page five, and matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance. It is recommended in an omnibus motion that the Commission adopt both items on page five, beginning with the formal complaint of Myesha Brown versus the PICO Energy Company, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page six, both items on page seven, and including and ending the omnibus on page eight with the application of Abundantly Blessed Home Care, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a
second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 8, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the gas cost recovery filing of the Philadelphia Gas Works.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Benora, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? I do have comments for discussion. I ask that my comments be placed into the record as if I read them in their entirety. I will abbreviate my comments. Before the Commission for consideration and disposition is the joint petition for partial settlement of Philadelphia Gas Works 2021-2022 gas cost recovery proceeding. The partial settlement addresses all issues except PGW's proposed renewable natural gas pilot, or RNG pilot, which the company's reserve for litigation. The proposed RNG pilot, as stipulated between PGW and OCA, would be effective for 2 years, permitting the utility to purchase up to $500,000 per year worth of renewable natural gas. This dollar cap represents approximately 0.4% of the annual natural gas commodity purchases made by the utility. Renewable natural gas is often a byproduct of operations such as dairy farming, swine farming, wastewater treatment, food waste, and landfill waste. As such, renewable natural gas represents an alternative form of supply from that of traditional natural gas. The diversification of supply has the potential to reap reliability benefits. The proposal would require PGW to report the following information in order for the Commission and interested parties to better judge the efficacy of the pilot. That includes daily quantities of RNG purchase, prices paid for RNG, comparison of RNG prices with that of other supply sources, the impact to the utility's gas cost rate, the British thermal unit or BTU content of the gas, the location and type of facility through which the gas is sourced. In her recommended decision, Administrative Law Judge Darlene Heap submits that the RNG pilot is a limited program that will allow PGW to prepare for future markets by obtaining meaningful information over the course of 2 years. This rationale, coupled with the cost protection cap of the proposal, justifies approval of the RNG pilot. Here, PGW is attempting to gather knowledge and experience with a potentially viable source of natural gas. The short-run costs are balanced by the potential long-run benefits, thereby complying with the overarching theme of the Public Utility Code. I highlight 1318A3 of the code, which requires the Commission to find, quote, the utility has taken all prudent steps necessary to obtain lower cost gas supplies on both short-term and long-term basis, end quote. This section, along with the requirement that the utility is pursuing a least cost fuel procurement policy consistent with the utility's obligation to provide safe, adequate, and reliable service to its customers, can be reasonably interpreted to permit programs like PGW's RNG pilot. In short, while the cost of gas supply is a vital variable in a utility's gas procurement, diversification of supply is also an important variable to be weighed to ensure reliability. Noting my favorable position regarding the RNG pilot issue, I nevertheless wish to give the utility and its customers a certainty that comes with the timely approval of the GRC. I do believe the overall proceeding, including the partial settlement, warrants approval. Any other comments or discussion on this matter?
Madam Chair, I too have a statement on the matter.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you. I'll just summarize since you've outlined the procedural posture we're in this matter. I happen to support PGW's proposed RNG pilot. In general, pilots are an avenue to examine new ideas and practices to determine impacts and costs in a manner that includes guardrails to help limit the potential for negative impacts on customers. It is appropriate for PGW to utilize pilots to help it develop business practices that align with an ever-changing utility environment. In this pilot, $500,000 per year is only 0.4% of PGW's annual projected cost of gas, an infinitesimal amount relative to its overall commodity dollar figure of nearly $123 million. While I do not take lightly the spending of ratepayer money, I find this amount to be reasonable in determining the impacts of the new gas procurement strategies. Additionally, as the Office of Consumer Advocate notes, Section 1318 of the Public Utility Code does not require the purchase of the lowest cost supply resource available at any given time. It requires that the overall portfolio be least cost in providing safe, adequate, and reliable service over the foreseeable time horizon. Allowing this pilot would not be flouting the requirements of Section 1318, as argued by some others. Therefore, I will be voting no on the staff recommendation before us, as I find that PGW and OCA and the administrative law judge, their arguments in favor of the RNG pilot are most persuasive. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further comments or discussion? Hearing none. On the matter, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
So I'm either people are on mute because I only heard one aye, but I'll continue the roll call. Any opposed?
Sweet, opposed.
Okay. I'm going to go back to the aye so I can make sure I hear everyone. I don't know if it's my phone or someone else's, but all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
I also be voting aye. And any opposed?
Sweet, opposed.
So the motion passes 3-1, noting the dissent of Vice Chairman Sweet.
Turning to page 9, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the formal complaint of the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Elite Excavating Services, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
In order, so moved.
Is there a second? Is there a second? I will second the matter. Any discussion on the matter? So let me finish. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Motion by Commissioner Unor, second by myself. Any discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'm not going to belabor this. All of you have heard me discuss these kinds of situations time and time again. This is a particularly egregious set of facts where I think the Commission is clearly not being customer-friendly and is dramatically elevating form over substance. It's another one of these transportation insurance issues that I've discussed at great length and for which I think some progress is beginning to be made developing a better system, but these cases are still popping up, and I still believe being decided harshly and wrongly, and I will be voting no.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Sweet opposed.
The motion passes 3-1, noting the dissent of Vice Chairman Sweet.
Continuing on page 9, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the remaining item on page 9, the joint petition of Ironton Telephone Company and Teleport Communications America, LLC, and continuing the omnibus to include all three items on page 10, all three items on page 11, and all three items on page 12, ending the omnibus with the joint petition of Verizon North, LLC, and Aris, Incorporated, FKA, Intellipeer, Incorporated.
Is there a motion to adopt staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. Sorry about that.
Turning to page 13, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the joint petition of the Commonwealth Telephone Company, doing business as Frontier Communications Commonwealth Telephone Company, LLC, and Envoy, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Let me state that I have a statement to place on the record in terms of the need to recuse as consistent with Section 1102 of the Commonwealth Ethics Act. I will be recusing myself from this matter because my brother is employed by Frontier Communication. Any further discussion on this matter? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0, noting my recusal.
Continuing on page 13, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the joint petition of Citizens Telecommunications of New York and Envoy, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Unora, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion on this matter? I will state once again that I do have comments for the record to recuse myself from this matter. Citizens Telecommunications of New York, Inc. is a corporate affiliate of Frontier Communications Corporation. So consequently, out of an abundance of caution and consistent with Section 1102 of the Commonwealth Ethics Act, I will recuse myself from this matter because my brother is employed by Frontier Communications. Any further comments or discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0, noting my recusal on this matter.
Turning to page 14 and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 14, beginning with the application of PennDOT, and continuing to include both items on page 15, both items on page 16, all three items on page 17, and including and ending the omnibus on page 18 with the application of Bradley R. Lewis.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Or a second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Let me just state that Commissioner Coleman is having technical difficulty, and for these matters, he is trying to get back on. So we will take the vote, having a majority of commissioners available, but will not register him as voting. So, continuing on with the motion as properly moved and second, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Madam Chairman, that would be the omnibus motion we just completed, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Thank you. Turning to page 19 and matters presented by Chief Counsel Hicks at the Law Bureau, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 19, beginning with the petition of Starlink Services, LLC, and including and ending the omnibus on page 20 with the petition of Connect Everyone, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Or a second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Continuing on page 20. It is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the joint petition of Commonwealth Telephone Company, LLC, doing business as Frontier Communications, Commonwealth Telephone Company, et al., and CTSI, LLC, doing business as Frontier Communications, STSI.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Under discussion, once again, I note that consistent with Section 1102 of the Commonwealth Ethics Act, I will be recusing myself from this matter because my brother is employed by Frontier Communications. We are in a situation where we still are having difficulty with Commissioner Coleman. I don't think he's connected back, and I am recusing, but we still have a majority of members that are voting, that are here on the call, so I still think that we can vote on the matter. So all
Chairman,
those in favor,
are you
back on? Okay, thank goodness. All right.
I apologize for interrupting. I just wanted to let you know I'm back on. I apologize for that. I have tried a couple of different phones and was not able to stay connected.
All right. Okay, great. We are on, you probably heard the motion, so it's just on Commonwealth Telephone Company, LLC, doing business as Frontier Communications at the bottom of page 20. So all those in favor of this matter, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0, noting my recusal.
Chairman, this is Commissioner Coleman. If I can interrupt for just a moment. Sorry, I lost conductivity back on the agenda. It was the Philadelphia Gas Works gas cost recovery agenda item.
Yeah.
And Commissioner Unora and I had a joint statement for that item, and I just asked that it be entered into the record as though we read it in entirety and
Would you want to make a motion that we go back and reconsider that item so you can officially put it on the record and we can officially take a vote?
Whatever your pleasure. I don't intend to read it in its entirety. I just would like to enter it into the record.
Okay. We'll note that for the record. Thank you very much, Commissioner Coleman.
Thank you.
Madam Chairman, would Commissioner Coleman also like to give his vote on the omnibus motion when he did lose connection? We can return to that one and place him on the record during the matters that were presented by the Bureau of Technical Utility Services from page, go back here, that began on page 14 through pages 18. Mr. Coleman, are you all right? Then we would amend that vote be 4-0.
Yes, I would ask that the record be amended to record my vote in the affirmative on the omnibus as stated by the Secretary.
Thank you. And then we would also take care of the three items that would be presented by the Law Bureau beginning on page 19 through the top of page 20. And you would be connected. Are you, can you provide us your vote on those?
Yes, I would wish to have the record reflect the vote in the affirmative on the omnibus as stated by the Secretary.
That would give us 4-0 on those, Madam Chairman. Now we're returning to continuing on page 20, which is the joint petition of Commonwealth Doing Businesses Frontier and CTSI. And I think we were at your recusal statement. Commissioner Coleman's been reconnected, so that would be 3-0 with your recusal, Madam Chairman.
Correct. And I think I stated that vote.
All right. Just to make sure we're on the record here. Turning to page 21, and matters presented by Chief Administrative Law Judge Rainey and the Office of Administrative Law Judge. It is recommended that the Commission, in an omnibus motion, adopt both of Judge Dunderdale's recommended decisions on page 21 in the purchase gas cost filings of the People's Natural Gas Company, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion on this, on these two matters? I do have verbal comments just to place on the record. Today the Commission considers settlements in both the People's Gas Company's 1307 purchase gas cost proceedings. Both settlements include the provisions whereby the companies will consider holding stakeholder meetings in the upcoming year to evaluate the inclusion of renewable natural gas into their systems. And I just wanted to commend the parties and the People's Gas Companies for including this provision. Any further comments or discussion on these two matters? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman, that concludes the regular agenda. We now turn to the carry-in agenda. On page 1 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the formal complaint of Melvin Williams versus the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Minora, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 2 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Bureau of Technical Utility Services that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the petition of Constellation New Energy.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
So Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
And finally, turning to page 3 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Law Bureau that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the filing of Consolidated Communications of Pennsylvania, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
We so moved.
I heard Vice Chairman Sweet start talking first and then Commissioner Coleman, so you want that to be the motion and the second in that order?
Yes.
Okay. Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today, and we will amend the minutes to show that Commissioner Coleman did return to the line and voted appropriately on the items that where he was disconnected.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Before we adjourn today's meeting, I do want to place some comments on the record. As we think it's very important to make sure we give enough information to our consumers and small businesses. As we approach the end of the summer of 2021, just want to take a few minutes to speak directly to those consumers and small businesses across Pennsylvania who may be still experiencing financial difficulty because of the COVID pandemic and the general economic uncertainty that continues. The first and best step you can take right now is to address past due utility bills and continue essential services is to call your utilities now. Direct conversations between customers and utilities are essential to identifying all the available options for each customer's unique circumstances. And it's important to have that conversation sooner rather than later, because the ability to enter into some extended payment plan options will expire at the end of September. Earlier this year, the PUC required all commission-regulated utilities to provide extended payment plan options for residential and small business customers. Residential customers qualify for extended payment arrangements to gradually pay down their previous balances over an extended period, with a minimum length of 1 to 5 years, depending on their income level. Small business customers qualify for payment arrangements for a minimum of 18 months. But the ability to enter into this type of payment arrangement will end after September 30th. So consumers and small businesses should call utilities now to enroll in those extended payment plans before that deadline. Additionally, there are millions of dollars in financial assistance currently available from utilities and various supplemental programs, and individuals and households should consider all those options. Utilities understand the assistance programs available in their communities for income-qualified consumers, including utility-run customer assistance program or CAP programs, national programs like the low-income home energy assistance program called LIHEAP, and various hardship fund programs operated by utilities and nonprofit organizations. Consumers may also contact Pennsylvania's 211 system by dialing 211 or visiting pa211.org for information and resources in their communities to help with utility bills, housing, food, employment, and more. The number of utility accounts at risk of termination in Pennsylvania has continued to gradually decline, as has the total dollar amount owed, but a substantial number of households remain at risk of utility shutoffs as we move into the fall season. So we encourage customers to call utilities now to review the many resources available to stay connected and secure through the coming fall and winter. And if there is no other business to come before us today, I just want to thank everyone that has joined us on this call. Thank you for joining us for our public meeting of August 26. And at this time, I will entertain a motion to adjourn today's meeting.
Unor, so moved.
Is there a
second?
Motion by Commissioner Unor, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. All those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? We are officially adjourned, 4-0. Thank you all.